بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نظم مرقع عبرت حضرت والا عارف باللہ رومی وقت حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختصار نور اللہ مرقدہ. ٹائٹل ہے مرقع عبرت. کتابی چہرے جو ہوں گے بینگن تو ٹوٹ جائیں گے سارے بندھن. کتابی چہرے جو ہوں گے بینگن تو ٹوٹ جائیں گے سارے بندھن. وہ شہزادی لگے گی بھنگن وہ شہزادی لگے گی بھنگن اگرچہ پہنے وہ لاکھ کنگن. کتابی چہرے جو ہوں گے بینگن تو ٹوٹ جائیں گے سارے بندھن. وہ شہزادہ لگے گا بھنگی وہ شہزادہ لگے گا بھنگی اگرچہ کر کے وہ آئے کنگی. کتابی چہرے جو ہوں گے بینگن تو ٹوٹ جائیں گے سارے بندھن. یہ دانت ہل کر اکھڑ پڑیں گے یہ دانت ہل کر اکھڑ پڑیں گے لگائیں ان پر ہزار منجن. کتابی چہرے جو ہوں گے بینگن تو ٹوٹ جائیں گے سارے بندھن. نہ سننا اے میر ان کی ہرگز نہ سننا اے میر ان کی ہرگز کہ نفس و شیطان ہے تیرے دشمن کہ نفس و شیطان ہے تیرے دشمن. وہ شہزادی لگے گی بھنگن اگرچہ پہنے وہ لاکھ کنگن. لگا بوڑھا پے سے مجھ کو فتو لگا بوڑھا پے سے مجھ کو پتو اگرچہ پہنے ہوئے ہیں اچکن. کتابی چہرے جو ہوں گے بینگن تو ٹوٹ جائیں گے سارے بندھن. ہوئے ہیں پیری میں مثل بلی ہوئے ہیں پیری میں مثل بلی جو تھے جوانی میں شیر افغان جو تھے جوانی میں شیر افغان. بچاؤ اپنی نظر کو اختر بچاؤ اپنی نظر کو اختر یہی ہے بس ایک طریق احسن. کتابی چہرے جو ہوں گے بینگن تو ٹوٹ جائیں گے سارے بندھن. وہ شہزادی لگے گی بھنگن اگرچہ پہنے وہ لاکھ کنگن. وہ شہزادہ لگے گا بھنگی اگرچہ کر کے وہ آئے کنگھی کتابی چہرے جو ہوں گے بیگن تو ٹوٹ جائیں گے سارے بندھن.
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. This was a very good choice which Bayajaz made, because many brothers write about this. They have this complaint of having illicit love affairs and how to come out of it, going on to porn sites, and they ask that how can we come out of it. They hate themselves for it, they hate what they are doing, but they don't know how to come out of it. So this is a muraqqa, ta'weez. We all want ta'weez, ta'weez of ibrah, to take a lesson. If we will listen to this properly, then all this looking at other strange women, having illicit love affairs, as yesterday most probably, one lady phoned and her husband, she say, is going for golf to a nearby country for 4 days. But she says, when I look at his phone and all that, I realize he's just pulling wool over my eyes. It's all another story. And that is also, when a person has lot of money, and he doesn't use it correctly. That is also a azab, when a person has lot of money, but he doesn't use it correctly. If he uses it in the right way, it's a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. So this, if we will listen, and Allah give us all tawfiq, it is a great, great solution. And we come for Islah, and there is great Islah in this, in that disease which our Shaykh, Rahmatullah Ali, used to say, almost the whole world, non-Muslims are, even Muslims are involved in all these things, in illicit love affairs, casting lustful gazes at other women, and today the worst thing, porn sites, etc. How many people are not involved in this? So Hazrat has given a very beautiful treatment. Gave a very good treatment for this. To think of this, and this is one thing that really, which we are quite unmindful of. While we are healthy, we don't think what's the condition of a sick person. While we are young, we don't think what is the position of old people. While we have got money, we don't think of a person who hasn't got money. So all that. Like, for example, today an article came of two people who were in that stampede in Mina, and they explained what happened. Now, if we just read it like that casually, we don't take a lesson. But if a person really becomes conscious, then he will understand. And how they explained it was a day, it was like Qiyamah's day. What that stampede, how Allah saved them, and they are reporting what it was like. So, like this here also, while we are still young, we don't think of consequences or anything. But if we do, then we will take lesson from here. Kitabi chehre jo honge bengan. Today there's beautiful faces. And in various people have got various tastes. Kitabi face means a long face. One is you have a round face, one is you have a long face. Some people prefer the long face. And many people, especially in Pakistan, where they advertise in newspapers, profiles, then they say you've got kitabi shakal, that you've got a longish face. And that is a beautiful face. Everyone has got different taste, but anyway, though is what it means, that these faces that are so beautiful now, one day they will be bengan. Bengan, brangels. How a pauper that came under a truck, how it looks. Like this bengan, this brangel. Today this face is so beautiful, and you're having an affair with this woman, your halal wife is excluded. That's nothing wrong. But having affair with another woman, understand, one day, Imran, you hear? Acha, come in front, Imran. One day this very face is going to look like a babe angel. How brangels look. Tutu jayenge sare bandhan. Then all these connections which you have got, now you are WhatsApping, you are SMSing, you are talking all sweet talks, your wife gets you on your phone with all things. But when that face will become like a brain jump, then you'll forget all those things. Then it will be a different story. And in fact, in most cases, you'll try and break away from that relationship and the other party won't want to break. And they will pester you and trouble you. So be wise. Think of the consequences. We normally don't think of consequences. Just what is now present, we just get involved in that. Think of that. Wo shahzadi lagegi bhangan. Now today she's looking like a princess. Beautiful, young she is. But she is going to be looking like a bhangan. Bhangan are those women who carry the night soil. Where they aren't flush system toilets, where there isn't sewage system, and they used to come collect it. Now those women don't look, care how they look, when they're going to come pick up night soil, they're not worried about their beauty, about their cosmetics, about their powder, cream, how they look. So this very woman who is like a princess today, remember one day she's going to be looking like that bhangan, like that woman who carries the night soil. So don't be, think of consequences. A wise person is he who thinks of consequences. He doesn't just think of the present. Like for example, a person is a diabetic. In fact, we had one friend, elderly person, who was an acute diabetic. And he just couldn't resist his Pepsi. And he drank a whole liter or so of Pepsi. He passed away the same day. So you just think of your enjoyment at that time. In sicknesses, doctors told you don't have this. But now you don't listen and you think, let me have it now. I really want it. You don't think of the consequences. Consequences can be very, very disastrous. So think of the consequences. So that woman that looks like a princess today, remember she's going to be like that bhangan, the woman who carries the night soil. And by Jaz, mashallah, he made it very beautiful. He changed it to the masculine also. And that prince that looks so handsome today, he will be also looking like that man who carries the night soil. Like those people who carry the refuse. Night soil is worse. So these people who carry the refuse, they don't come in three-piece suits. They are not combing their hair all the time, putting some perfume and all that. How they dress. They don't care how they dress. Or like laborers with their overalls or their big boots or something. So today though that person is looking like a prince, very nice, young, handsome, but one day he's going to be looking like that person who carries the night soil. Oh, it is here. The next line is here. Agar wo shahzadi lagegi bhangan, that princess will look like a bhangan, agar che pehne wo laakh kangan. No matter how many bracelets she wear, jewelry. But when she's old, she can wear as much as she wants to jewelry. The jewelry is not going to hide her old age. Now one line that comes in front, when your teeth start becoming loose, and it's not only they become loose, lot of pain goes with that also. The whole night you can't sleep also. That terrible pain, you've got toothache. And then you have to go and have it extracted. Your teeth fall out. How you look after that? So this is how that old lady today, she's looking like a princess. And you are obsessed and overtaken. And having an affair with her. Looking at the porn sites and all that. And the porn site is one of the greatest delusion and greatest false enjoyment that a person gets. Like we explained once before, one alim wrote a very good article on, and his point that he used to prove that photography is haram. He says today people have reached that level that they completely satisfy themselves lustfully, sexually, just with a porn site, with a picture. So when you can reach to that level, like actually you satisfy yourself, but your jai is rightfully, but what if from a picture you satisfy? And today it's also very sad that many of some of our friends, right, married, but they are involved in masturbation. It's an inconceivable thing. When you are married, you've got a halal wife. There is absolutely, even like that, it is haram. But with a halal wife, but this is all this porn business. So in the same way, he proves the photos of pious people leads to their worship. Finally, you lead to the point where you totally worship them. And that is one of the main reasons ulama have explained why photography is haram in Islam. It leads to idol worship. From that photo, you make an idol. From there, respect goes over the limit to so much that it falls into the category of worship then, that you start worshipping. So this is all this year that old lady or that porn site, how beautiful. And it's just a picture. Or even in the same way, those who watch films, it's just a story. And then you getting so excited, like we mentioned that one person in Bombay went and watched one film 10 times. So the Asha also was surprised and asked him, 10 times the same film you are coming to watch? He said that one scene which comes where a girl is undressing herself, and just as she is now about to like reveal herself more, a train passes. So he says that one day the train will be late. So this is how low mentality goes to. That a person just, and we know that a film is just a story, it's not real life. And you watch it and you take so much interest and all that, how you fool yourself in all these things. So just like that, this princess that is looking so beautifully, she will look like a angel one day. Even though she wears so much of jewelry or so beautiful clothes or anything. Today also another fact is, we see many old ladies that how they dress, especially the non-Muslims, like young woman with their minis, an old lady, or with her jeans or something. It looks so stupid also. It's not befitting at all. So no matter how she makes herself up, she's going to look like a brangel. So don't waste your time now. Make your connection with the Hurul Een. They are calling out to you, and their beauty is going to be forever. You will be young, you will be beautiful forever. Make your connection with them. Don't fool yourself with falsehood, with imaginary things, with fiction, which is not true. Make yourself connected with the truth, with reality, with the Hurul Een. So save yourself in this world. If you save your eyes from other women, other connection, everyone knows in the home with your family, with your wife, what a wonderful life. And those who make connection with other women, and then your house life, even if your wife doesn't come to know, now she hasn't got appeal for you, you don't have to have anything to do with her, your halal life becomes like Jahannam. And the haram life that you are enjoying. So when your halal wife, if you don't have haram connections with the Hurul Een, what won't your life be like? And how won't you enjoy if you save yourself from this haram? Wa shahzada lagega bhangi. And that prince will look like a bhangi, like the man who picks up the night soil. Agar che karke aaye wo kangi. Even if he combs his hair and he puts perfume on and he makes himself up, but he's a bhangi. And so today, that for woman, there is a lesson for woman. That man that you think is so handsome, and is even more, you think of him more than your husband also, and you are more inclined and towards him, or young girls, boys, etc., having affairs. But remember, one day he's going to become an old man also. And all that beauty and all that appeal will be lost. Ye daant hilkar ukhar parenge. This teeth will start becoming loose, and then the pain or toothache pain. And then, like at night, where can you go now? And you have to suffer with that pain the whole night. And not only that, then they will fall out, or you'll have to go for an extraction. Today your teeth look so beautiful, like pearls in a string. So nice they are, beautiful. You took care of your teeth, they are white, shining teeth, but one day they're going to fall out. And like an old lady or an old man, some one long tooth only there, that also gone yellow, dirty, ugly, like that it will become. So think of consequences. And this is the answer really for us all. If we think of this, Allah will save us easy from this illicit love affairs and this romantic world, which the people are like they are drowned in the Atlantic Ocean, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say. And he said, my work is to pull out people from this Atlantic Ocean, from this romantic world. And today Shaitan and all his agents, people, all the instruments, the phone in your hand, your iPad, your laptop, your computer, all these are the agents when they are used wrongly for all this. And a person is involved in all this. And so much so, one nearby town, one of the big masjids, the imam, stopped having the curtains, tents for the mortikifin. Because in Ramzan, last 10 days, they were sitting and watching porn. In the masjid, this is where how shaitan, what is going to happen when Dajjal is going to come? Dajjal hasn't come still. The muqaddamat, the introduction of Dajjal are almost complete already. Nobody can resist. Everyone is falling into temptation. And when Dajjal himself will come, how will people resist? Maulana Mumtazul Haq, may Allah reward him, he was explaining how Shias work on the people and what doubts they put in, how Salafis work on the people, Qadianis, and there's also Dajjal's work, and how they are stealing the Iman of people. And it's not just a matter you lose your Iman, it's a matter of Jannat and Jahannam. It's a matter of your eternal life. It's not just a matter that a person became a Shia, well, he has become a Shia, or a person has become a Qadiani, or he has become a Salafi or something. No, it's a matter of Iman and Kufr. It's a matter of Jannat and Jahannam. It's a matter of one's eternal life. It's not an easy matter. So what is going to happen when Dajjal is going to come? May Allah protect us and save us, our children, our progeny, our family. So from that also we can gauge how important it is to work on our families, our children, to see. And today their main basis are schools, modern schools, universities. And today we find it's for us to send our children to universities. And those are the breeding grounds and the growing grounds of all this fitness. And all the seminars they have, beautiful names, you pay a lot of money, you go there. And one doubt comes in you, then you're almost a goner after that. And as Maulana Mumtazul Haq Sahib, the Ahmed Barakatum explained, somebody asked him that how many, I think he said Qadianis or whoever, did you make Sunnis? He said, don't ask me that question. Ask me how many did I save from becoming Qadian. He said, the minute you get that doubt, it's almost impossible for that doubt to go out of you. So dangerous is their literature. And their literature is sold a lot in our bookshops. Our people don't realize beautiful, and the person who got a bookshop wants to make money. And the beautiful titles, and the beautiful how it is colored and that appeals to a person. And then you go and buy the book, you read it, it's written also in such a way. But one doubt they put in there for you. And that one doubt, once it comes in you, then once you have got that doubt, and we all should listen to Maulana Mumtazul Haq Sahib's bayans, he explains like what doubts they put, and he gives the answers, proper answers what they are. But if a person hasn't got that, he can fall into this trap. May Allah save us all. Save our Iman. Keep us with Iman. Our progeny, the whole Ummah. And may in His infinite mercy and kindness take us with complete and perfect Iman and Islam. Ye daant hilkar ukhar parenge. The teeth will become loose and they'll fall. Lagaye un par hazar manjan. Manjan is like toothpaste. No matter how much you're going to brush your teeth now and make them shine, The teeth have fallen out. Now what you going to make to toothbrush on? Your gums. Eh? One tooth left. You're going to take the whole toothbrush to for one tooth. So this is how you will look at it. So look at the consequences. And then don't for the, inshallah, if we, Allah give us tawfiq, there's what a beautiful nuskha, the prescription Hazrat has given us for this disease which is very common. So common this disease that those who are actually on these things are actually on it, who have got illicit affairs, who are on porn, etc., casting lustful gazes, but even other people, thoughts just go to these things. Right in namaz, thoughts go to these things. So if we think of this, it will help tremendously to get saved from this. Na sunnah e mir unki hargiz. Don't ever listen to what they have got, O mir. O sir, O person, my advice to you, they will flatter you, they will talk sweetly with you. Sometimes a phone call comes innocently, wrong number, but that voice is so sweet. And the way that lady was talking, then you think, let me return the call. And just ask that, can I help you? Who were you looking for? So this temptations that will come. Their dressing is so tempting. Their way of walking, their way of speaking, and especially those who have got secretaries working for them. And when they come and speak to you, they literally put their face in your face, right next to you. And with so much of perfume, how are you going to save yourself? So don't ever fall into these traps that how sweet they talk, what jokes they make with you, and they are trained. If you go to any office, there are ladies who are working, they are trained before time they know your name. They to all of the people who are sitting waiting, and the way they, and now you feel, oh, this fool, she knows me personally. And she's calling me by my personal name. And you get influenced with all that. So, hargiz, na sunna emir unke hargiz. Don't ever fall into the traps in any way. Ke nafs aur shaitan hai tere dushman. Nafs and shaitan are your enemies. And nafs and shaitan, nafs moreover for all haram things, etc. Shaitan has vowed to snatch your iman. Shaitan is going to work to snatch your iman. And nafs prepares the full ground for shaitan to do his work. And today we know it's not 15-20 years ago. It wasn't an environment like this. In the old South Africa especially, we were closed. We are closed. We were not subjected to all the outside influences. Now all embassies have got their, all countries got their embassies, and the embassy is not only there for that, doing the work of that country, they are there to propagate all their things, whether it's Shiism, whether it's Salafism, whether it's Qadianism, all the embassies are working towards this. So the whole net, it's not only the internet, which is an international net, but all over there are nets put in order to draw us. And there is nobody that can save our iman besides Allah. We must make our effort, and we have to, and for our children, and watch which environment we are putting our children in, with who they are associating, where we are sending them, especially for education, etc. In the name of education, and to gain a few coppers of this world, to live a life of ease and comfort outwardly, in this world, it mustn't happen we lose our iman. So that's a very, very dangerous thing. Laga burha pe se mujhko fattu. And in old age, he looks like a pattu. Like a person who's got no tikana. Like a mad person in old age. Of how that person was when he was young. And now in old age, what is he like? So this is what it will become. So don't be fooled with all these things. Agarche pehne hue achkan. Even though in our language and our time, though he's got a three-piece suit on, and he's got the latest shoes, latest type of shoes, and he's dressed up, but now he's gone an old man. What is he going to look nice? No matter how much he dresses and looks well. Wehe peeri mein mithal billi. And in old age he looks now like a cat, like an old sick cat in old age. Now don't be influenced with that when he's young. This is advices for women, that don't be influenced with young men, that how handsome they are, how energetic they are, how strong they are, etc. Think what they will be in their old age. Jote jawani mein shere afgan. And now they look like that old cat, like in other places, as they say, a cat that has got typhoid, that her meow also doesn't want to come out properly. Finished she is. Though in the old, in young days, they were shere afgan. Shere afgan is that lion that always overpowers its opponent. It never gets subdued. It overpowers. Young age, they were like that. But now in old age, how are they? So if we think of consequences, then inshallah we will be able to save ourselves from all this. And one of, and the bigger consequence, not only this, think of Jannat and Jahannam. Think of the hoors of Jannat. Make that muraqabah. Maulana Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi, jazakumullah khair, has given such a beautiful prescription that a person who thinks of maut, in one riwayat it comes 20 times, I think in 125 times also, something like that, that he'll get the maut of a shaheed if he remembers maut. So Maulana has made it so easy to remember maut. He says, think that now my time of dying has come near. Malakul maut is coming from Jannat with all the kafan of Jannat and the fragrance and the enjoyment. You are thinking of maut. And you are thinking of it in a positive way, but you're thinking of maut. So your maut, so you get inshallah the maut of a shaheed, and that he's taking out my ruh, and I'm going to Jannat, I'm going to the hoors of Jannat. So when we say think of maut, we think of the negative, that your dunya is going to, you're losing your wife, but you are gaining so many hoors. You are losing your house, but you are gaining so many palaces. So think of it in that, it's an easy way, which will make you enjoy all the things there. And you are thinking of maut. And you think like this 25 times, 20, 25 times a day, you'll get the maut of a shaheed. So easy to get the maut of a shaheed. Chote jawani mein sher afgan, bachao apni nazar ko akhtar. And Hazrat is giving us all advice that say this root cause of all this, which Hazrat say Allah has been so kind in the Quran Sharif that he told us, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. In other words, he cut the whole big problem right from the root. It all starts with the gazes, with the eyes. Look after your eyes, inshallah no porn, no illicit affairs, no bad thoughts also, if you learn to look after your eyes. This is the root thing. And then again, as Hazrat Jazahumullah Khair, what a Shaykh Allah gave us, He explained to us to look after your eyes is so easy if you make little himmat. That like for example, where there are riots, the place is prone to riots, those people usually keep wooden shutters on their windows. And when they know rioters are coming, they get some news, they quickly pull down those shutters so that the windows don't get damaged, etc. So that is not easy. If you get news, they are up the street. If I go out, I might get caught in the crossfire. You run outside, you have to pull the shutter down, but the shutters of the eye to save your iman, not your windows, not your house, to save your iman, Allah has put shutters down, our eyelids. And to bring them down, Allah didn't make it difficult that you have to go outside whenever there is some fitna, people, the agents of shaitan that want to steal your iman. Allah didn't put a button by your knee or by your ankle. You have to go down, bend and press the button, then your shutters will close. Just at the flick of a thought, close. And what a beautiful poem Hazrat has explained. Wo samne aaye, hum nabina ho gaye. When the temptation came, shaitan came with his temptation, we became blind, we pulled our shutters down. Wo samne se hat gaye, hum bina ho gaye. You are walking, and you apprehend, there's a woman coming. And perhaps you, and the eye is such a thing, it captures perhaps even more than a camera. A camera will only capture the picture, but you capture what is inside that also. Many more things you capture. This woman looks dangerous. Hey, that she's going to... So, you just walk, keeping your eyes looking the other side. Or, you just close your eyes for a while. Now you apprehend she has passed. Now open your eyes. Or you are standing somewhere, sitting somewhere. A woman, you can make out a woman is coming. And now, just look down. Fasten your shoelace. People can even ask, why are you fastening 10 times your shoelace? Don't worry what they're doing. Even if you haven't got shoelaces, you just bend down and start fastening shoelaces until you apprehend she is gone. Then you are safe. So in this way, a person must be, Hazrat has warned us that safeguard your eyes and inshallah, you will be saved of a lot of fitna your whole life. Yahi hai bas ek tariqe ahsan. This is the best way that safeguard your eyes. And therefore, this command in the Quran Sharif, Allah gave it separately for man and separately for woman also. Qul lil mu'mineen, qul lil mu'minat. For both Allah gave this, because it was so important. And very sadly, how many of us, we want the ilaj, we are asking the treatment, we say we are doing good, we are doing tahajjud also, but I'm guilty of this. How many married people are guilty of porn also? So these fitnas are terrible fitnas. And the solution to it, look after your gazes. So easy Allah Ta'ala has made it. May Allah really out of His fazl and karam grant us tawfiq to stay away from all sin, whether it is of the eyes of every sin. And may Allah forgive us for all our sins what we have committed. Save us from sins. And forgive us completely, inshallah. Jazakallah. Peter Kapi says that. We'll read a little bit. Yeah, one condition of one person who wrote to Hazrat. And see how reality Hazrat has explained here. The person writes outwardly a very nice letter, but see the answer that gives. Mere aqa aur mere mahboob, mahboob, ahabbul mahboobin. My master, writing to Hazrat, the one that I serve, my makhdum, khadim is the one who serves, makhdum is the one who is being served. Wa mahboob, and my beloved, ahabbul mahboobin. Of all who I love you the most, is writing to his share. Or Izzal Mu'azzizin, and the most respectable and honorable of all that have got respect. So much alqab, so much respect and love is writing to his share. Hamesha aur har martaba mujhe yahi tajruba hua hai. All along I've experienced this year. What have I experienced? Aise halat par aapne bar bar tanbih farmaye. Over and over, Hazrat, you have warned me of these things here. With this what I have experienced in your bayans, in your writings, you have warned us over and over. Ke qasdan ikhtiyari duri az ma'asiyat aur ijtinab an asbabil ma'asiyat ikhtiyar karo. That intention, not just by the way or without intention, intentionally stay away from sin. And stay away from the places and things that can lead you into sin. Whatever can lead you into sin, stay away from that also. Like don't go unnecessarily, for example, this also, like by Abdul Wahab Sahab, Damat Barakatum, Jamaats that are going, then if they are sending, one Jamaat is going, another double the amount of people are going to leave them at the airport. You should become very upset. You say, what's the need of it? An airport is a place where there is a lot of nudity. The dressing is not right. Don't go unnecessarily to shopping centers. People just go and mull around. Don't go to all other places. For your necessity, go and just see to your necessity and come away. Be conscious. Wherever there are asbab in asiyah, the way you can fall into sin. Don't sit too much in company, especially when you know those friends, they talk ghibat, they talk about women, they talk about girls, they look down upon people, backbite about people. Stay away from all where possibly you can fall into sin. Don't go onto YouTube, even for a good thing. Because on that YouTube, you just get tempted. There is this other YouTube, there is this one, and you fall into that. And we know how many other things come up. So just for your necessity where you have to go, go. But otherwise, stay away. Don't go unnecessarily, just go browsing the net. Eh? Those people who browse all this, that, you know what and what things you can fall into. So be careful on that, and guna also. So he says that, Hazrat, intentionally I've been staying away from all this. Mere aqa, har dafa aapke aise kalimat ko parkar, oh my master, every time your words that you have written, your bayans you have made, when I read them, when I hear them, basu'e asman hui aur goya ke dam bakhud, then I just look up towards the sky. And like I become breathless. I just become like dumbfounded. Goya ke dam bakhud, jaisa ban ke reh gaya, kyunki istemal ikhtiyar ki koi himmat apne andar mehsoos nahi karta. Because I don't find in me that courage to use that courage to stay away from these gunas. In other words, you have informed us intentionally, I've tried to stay away, but I just don't find that courage within me to stay away from this guna. And many of our friends write this also, that we find ourselves that we just getting involved in this guna, in that guna, etc. See, Hazrat says, jawab here. And this is really who a Shaykh Kamil is. Hazrat is a proper Shaykh. Istimali Qudrat ki, aapko Qudrat hai. You are bluffing yourself. You have got the power. Allah has given you the power to stay away from these gunas. Just your intention to stay away, that is not sufficient. Your amal, your practice, your fail, your actual work of staying away from guna, you have got that. Just the intention to stay away is not enough. To stay away from sin, intention to stay away from the places and the occasion of sin, that also, that is very important. It starts from there. But that's actually stay away from sin. And you can do it. You are now saying that I'm helpless. Eh? So in other words, you are on taqdeer also, you are giving the wrong explanation of taqdeer. That you haven't got any choice, and that I'm just falling into sin. I'm in other words forced into sin. It's not my choice. So Hazrat says, don't bluff yourself. You can, and you use that power of yours to stay away. Lekin aap nafs par mujahada se gurez aur firar ikhtiyar karte. But you are not, you don't want to make this mujahada. And the greatest jihad, al-jihadul akbar, is against the nafs. You can do it, but you don't want to do it. You are running away from this jihad, from this mujahada of going against your desires.